Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, we all know about the teacher shortage around Illinois and the increasing teacher burnout given the pandemic. So there's going to be quite a few positions to be filled. So how do you fix that? Well, we've got a solution, I think. Dr. Lori Alish-Piper is on a phone line. She is the dean of the College of Education at Northern Illinois University and got cause for celebration with the program that they've been doing with Elgin Community College. Dr. Piper, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me about your idea and where it came from.
Yes, we really felt that the best way to address the teacher shortage is to partner with school districts and community colleges to help collaboratively grow teachers for different areas across our service region. We know that most teachers end up working about 13 miles away from where they went to high school. So most teachers want to stay in the communities where they grew up. So we felt like the PLEDGE program, which stands for Partnering to Lead and Empower District-Grown Educators, we felt like the PLEDGE program was a great way for us to bring our Northern Illinois University education degree to a local community so that we could make it accessible and affordable for individuals who wanted to complete the degree but couldn't come out to our main campus in DeKalb.
I love this idea. So you go to Elgin Community College, the candidates or the students go for the first 2 years to the community college, correct?
That's correct.
And then the second 2 years, the idea is they would go to NIU, but NIU's in DeKalb, not in Elgin. So explain this for me. You brought NIU to them?
Absolutely. We bring our professors and we bring our advisor. We bring our supervisors for clinical experiences and student teaching out to Elgin so that the students are able to complete an NIU degree, but they're able to complete it in Elgin.
And the NIU teachers were fine with this, so they made the commute. The students didn't make the commute.
Yes, and our faculty are amazing and are really committed to trying to make our programs accessible and to prepare as many highly qualified teachers as we can. And so it's not uncommon for our faculty to drive to various locations and to offer their programs. And with the pandemic, we actually had to shift our classes to online for a period of time to be able to continue the program once it was determined that we couldn't deliver the program face-to-face any longer.
Sure. So how do the NIU classes, how does it consist in Elgin? I mean, is it like 1 day a week? Is it 3 days a week?
The students were full-time, and so they were in class several days a week as well as completing their clinical experiences. And so what we tried to do, knowing that most of the students in this program are working adults, and so some of them are working as paraprofessionals in the schools already, and others have a full-time job or several part-time jobs. Many of them are parents. And so we worked really carefully to design the program so that it would work with their schedules and so that they would be able to manage that along with all of the other responsibilities. So they went full-time for 2 years, even in the summer, and we were happy to be able to deliver the program in such a way that all of them who started the program graduated,
yeah,
so 100% retention.
That's just fantastic. And, you're right, then the teachers stay in the area, so Elgin's cooperation is key, too, because the Elgin area will presumably pick up most of these 15 teachers.
Absolutely. Several of them have been hired already, and I know that others are being interviewed and have applied for positions. And so ultimately, the hope is that by working in partnership, we can create lots of great teachers who will stay. Another real benefit of this particular program is that most of the individuals are bilingual, which is one of our biggest needs for teachers, is having bilingual teachers. And so we were very excited to be able to graduate all of these individuals who are bilingual and can go in and work in those bilingual classrooms.
We're talking to Dr. Lori Alish-Piper. She's the dean at NIU College of Education. I want to go back to the curriculum again, because when I was in school, one of the things I enjoyed was, you'd take classes from different schools within the university, and I'm assuming for a teacher's degree, that's important too. Was it just the teachers from the College of Education that came to Elgin, or were there sort of electives or did they take care of that in the first 2 years at Elgin Community College?
they take care of most of that in the first 2 years at Elgin Community College, meeting all the general education requirements. So what they completed with us is what we call our professional coursework, and so all of the education courses, although some of them do come from outside of the College of Education, like math, for example. Math for Teachers comes from the Department of Mathematical Sciences. So it did require some cooperation with our colleagues across campus to make sure that they would be able to deliver those classes in Elgin, so that they would be accessible for our students and they wouldn't have to come to campus for just one class.
And it's just a fantastic program. It must make this degree so much more affordable for these students. I mean, first of all, they're saving at the community college level for a couple of years, but then they're not having to move or rent an apartment or commute to DeKalb.
And as I said, many of them work, and so being able to continue with their jobs is important. Many of them are parents. One of them even had a baby a couple of months before the end of the program. But one of the beautiful things in an initiative like this is if they're in a cohort, they all stick together and they become kind of their own little support group. And they help one another and they push one another and pull one of another when they get stuck. And I think that really helps significantly. On the affordability issue,
Sure. Many
of these individuals qualify for special scholarships because of their family's economic level, and that also really helps to make things affordable. In fact, when I look at data for this particular cohort of students, almost half of them graduated with no out-of-pocket cost. Between financial aid
Wow.
and scholarships, they were able to basically have these last 2 years of their education provided for them.
You're not only helping the community with teachers, you're helping these families, these 15 families, get a leg up and move perhaps maybe into the middle class.
Absolutely. And when I look at the students in this particular cohort, all but one of them are first-generation college students, meaning that they are doing exactly what you described. They're really elevating their family in terms of being able to get into the middle class and being able to, provide strong financial support for themselves and their families moving forward.
Doctor, is this done in many other places around the country?
There are initiatives like this in other places. We also are working in Rockford. We're also working with partners in Rochelle. And we're in conversations with other school districts and community colleges to see if there are ways that we can bring our program to other parts of the area to make our degrees more accessible and available to individuals who want to become teachers but have to deal with the reality of working and taking care of family members and just all of the logistics associated with being an adult.
15 in the first cohort. You've got plans for more, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Cohort 2 is halfway through the program. There are 20 in that cohort, and I'm happy to report that all 20 of them are signed up and ready to go for the second year of the program. So this time next year, we should be graduating 20 more, and we're in line to start a new cohort in the fall with 25. So each cohort has grown. And we hopefully will put ourselves out of business in Elgin by being able to meet all of their teaching needs. But then that will allow us to concentrate on other areas of the of our service region to try and address teacher shortages elsewhere.
Great work. Congratulations, Dr. Lori Ellis-Piper. She's the dean at NIU's College of Education. It was great to talk to you. I appreciate the effort.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.